Georgette Jones joins us by phone tonight. She's the only child of country legends Tammy Wynette and George Jones, and she's performing at Bobby Mackey's Music World in Wilder, Kentucky on Saturday, October 19th. Georgette, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me. We've been really looking forward to doing this show coming up, so we can't wait to get there.
And I'd like to begin with condolences for the loss of your father earlier this year.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Have you been to the Cincinnati area before?
I have. In fact, just a couple of months ago, we had to drive through there on our way to another show, and it's such a beautiful city. We stopped there, and we ate, and we sat by the river for a little while. So we're definitely looking forward to getting to have more time this time to come spend there.
And this is your first concert in the area?
Yes.
And are you going to be bringing any musicians with you for the show?
We do have a full band, so it ought to be a lot of fun. We've got a 6-piece band, and we have a lot of great music planned. I'm going to do some of my mom's music, some of my dad's, and some of my own music. So it'll be a little bit of a mixture of all of those things.
And since your parents were country royalty, you were close to the country music scene for a long time. Did you live in Nashville?
I did for a little while when I was very young, from I was about 2 until I was 12, and then we moved back to Florida, and I stayed there until I graduated high school. But we did live in Nashville for most of my childhood.
And where are you living now?
I'm back in Nashville. I lived in Alabama after high school for a little while and moved back here 4 years ago, and my husband and I live here now and have for about 4 years. So we really love to be back at home.
What made you decide to start touring and jumping back into the country music scene?
Well, actually, I've been singing with either one or both of my parents since I was 3 years old, and I've always loved music, but I stayed away from making that my career choice for many years. I was a registered nurse for 17 years, and the main reason why I did that, there were two reasons. One, because I knew I wanted to have children and raise a family, and it's very difficult to do that when you're on the road and traveling. So I waited until they were 16. They were nearly out of high school before I started trying to pursue music, but I also was really very worried about being compared to my mom, especially since I'm a girl, but to both parents, musically speaking. And I didn't think that I could compare positively. It took me many years and a lot of growing up, I guess, to get to a point where I felt confident in my music and felt like it's such a passion for me that I didn't want to look back one day and regret not trying to do that just simply because I was concerned about what other people would think. So hopefully someone out there likes my music, and if they don't, I guess I've always got that nursing job to go back to if I need to.
Well, you wrote a book about your family called The Three of Us. Why did you write it, and how long did it take?
Well, honestly, I never really thought that I would ever want to do something like that. But a few years back, I guess it's been about 4 years now, there was a book that came out about my mom. And I started reading it, and I guess I made it to probably about page 90 before I got really disgusted and upset, because it just was a description of someone that I certainly did not know. It wasn't at all the person that I knew as my mom. And it became more and more important to me to tell people what she was really like, not just her as an artist, but her as a mom and as a person. So I started talking to some people. I luckily was able to work with a wonderful woman named Patsy Bell Cox, who has done many other books for Loretta Lynn, Tammy Tucker, and several others. And she just was brilliant in being able to help me piece together the things that I wanted to tell people and how I wanted to do that. So I was able to do it. It took us about maybe a year and a half to put the project together and to get it out there. And it's been out now for about 2 years.
Are you going to bring any copies with you to Bobby Mackey's for fans?
Absolutely. We're going to have books and CDs and all kinds of stuff. So it'll be fun.
You recorded the song You and Me in Time with your father for your album Slightly Used Woman in 2008. Let's listen to some of that.
You were just a picture on my baby grand.
Yours was in my wallet. I showed to all my friends.
That was You and Me in Time, a duet with Georgette Jones and her father, George Jones. Georgette, whose idea was it to record that song?
Well, to be honest, when I wrote the song, I really only wanted to write that to express to my dad how happy I was that we were mending our relationship and that we finally had one after many years of not really being that close. And I played it for my dad one day, just kind of hoping that he would appreciate it, and I'd just give him that copy. And after he listened to it, he really liked it, and he asked if we could record it together and put it on his next record. So for me, it was a twofold surprise and excitement for me, because number one, just being my dad and the fact that he appreciated what I was saying to him and how much he loved the lyrics, that meant a lot to me. But also as a writer and an artist, the fact that he liked it enough so that he wanted to put it on his album also meant a lot to me. So it was really a very special time for me as his daughter and as an artist to be able to record that together. It was a very, very special song.
What was the recording session like?
It was pretty cool because, you know, I've been in the recording studio many, many times with my parents, but only once in the past to actually record anything, and I was only 10 years old. So going back with my dad and us spending that time in there and doing that song was really very cool. And afterwards, about a week or two later, my dad actually went back to the studio without me as a surprise. And on the very end of the song, he added that, "I love you, darling." So that was special for me because it was something he did without me there so that I would hear it for the first time after it was recorded and know how special that was. And it's on there forever. So it's a very, very special thing that he did for me.
Do you have any of your mother Tammy Wynette's stage costumes?
Unfortunately, I don't. Well, I take that back. I do have one, and it's a very special outfit because it's one from back in the 60s, and it's so cool. Now, I guess today it's probably come back in style, but I'm terrified to ever try to wear it because I don't want anything to happen to it. But a friend of mine actually got it from a museum and gave it to me because she knew I didn't really have anything like that of Mom's, and it's a really cool, shiny, sequiny blue dress. And I remember her wearing it with go-go boots back in the 60s. So it's a really cool dress.
That was a different time back then. Absolutely.
The
country music scene was so exciting. Totally different.
It really was. It really was. And they did a lot of exciting things. I mean, I know both of my parents told me it was such an experience, just the way that they traveled and the places they went and the people that they went with, because they would also do shows back then that included not just country artists, but rock stars and different people. Everyone worked together on the same show. You might have my mom and Loretta Lynn and then have someone like Little Richard or, you know, Elvis or someone. So, I mean, they just had a lot of different kind of artists all put on one show together. So it was pretty cool back then.
Besides music, you also did a television series in 2008 called Sordid Lives and played your mother.
I did. It was a really cool thing that I got to do. A friend of mine had written a song with one of the producers for the show, and it was made into a prequel for a movie that had been out many years ago. And they asked if I would be willing to play kind of like the ghost of my mom as a guardian angel to a character in the show, and I was able to reproduce three of Mom's songs that she had done in the past as part of the soundtrack, along with Olivia Newton-John, and that was just amazing for me to be able to work with some incredibly talented actors. And then, of course, Olivia Newton-John, she acted in the TV series as well, but is such an amazing artist in her own right. So that was really an amazing time for me to get to do that and to work with such great people.
Well, we look forward to your upcoming concert at Bobby Mackey's Music World in Wilder, Kentucky on Saturday, October 19th. Doors open at 6 with music starting at 8. Thanks again for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
I've been speaking with country vocalist Georgette Jones, and you'll find a link to her website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Stay.